You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Finally got our wonderful interviewee here, Lily Stiven, all the way from up in Tamaki Makaurau. How you doing, Lily?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. So for our audience out there, this is our 100% New Zealand music show, and for people who might not have heard some of your music before, could you give us a little bit of a rundown of what your Lily Stiven as a project and an artist is?
Yeah, cool. So I'm Lily, I'm 18-year-old from just north of Auckland. I'm still exploring my sound, but I've been making music for a couple years now. I kind of make indie, folk, pop music, and honestly just enjoying every step of it, learning and developing my sound.
Cool. And so you've also just released a single, which is what we're doing the interview for William's Tragedy. And I think, if I'm right, it's got some banjo in it and some kind of cool instrumentation. Yeah, what got you into some of that kind of music and sound?
Originally, that song was just going to be pretty much fully acoustic with just guitar, backing vocals, and maybe like a bass. Yeah. And then we got into the mixing process of it, and we were like, oh, it needs something else. And then I love country music.
Yeah.
And we were thinking like, oh, maybe a banjo would be fun. So we just started playing around with it and started adding some funky elements. There's like some cool little keys and things in there now. So yeah, just trying all the new bits and bobs that we can. It was so much fun.
And is that what sort of songwriting has been for you? You said you're still kind of trying out a bunch of stuff and trying out your sound, which is really awesome to hear. And have you felt like you've, every time you're writing a song now, you're like learning and trying out new things, and it's like got a lot of energy and excitement to it?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. I'm studying songwriting now as well in university, so I'm learning all these different techniques and things and kind of diving a bit deeper. So it's really fun writing songs now and trying to push myself that bit further and think, okay, what can I do to make it even better this time? So it's heaps of fun.
Awesome. And what are some of your like artists that have helped inspire you to do that, both like maybe big international names that you love, but also if there's anything from Aotearoa that you kind of maybe look up to or also just played music with and have been learning from and stuff?
Yeah. Internationally, I love Olivia Dean, and I've got so many like different artists I love, but like Olivia Dean's one of them, and then like complete vibe switch to like Kings of Leon.
Yeah, cool.
And then, you know, like Gracie Abrams and just like so many different artists. And then from Aotearoa, I've been going to a couple gigs recently. I've opened for Sophie Maud and Kenzie, and I've just been at like Frankie and Emerson's gig. So there's so many upcoming talent. Last night I actually played a gig opening for Maddie Lowe.
Oh yeah.
And that was incredible. That was so much fun. So yeah, constantly in the music scene, just learning and appreciating everyone around me as well, which is so much fun.
Cool. And yeah, what's gigging like for you? Are you playing as like mostly as a solo artist? You playing just guitar and stuff? And how different is your live music from what your recording intentions are?
It's actually quite different, to be honest. I've just started playing as a band, so I've played twice now with a band, a different band each time, again, meeting new people and having fun. But the one last night, it was me on vocals, and I had a guitarist, a bass guitarist, a drummer, and a saxophonist, and that was so fun, because I don't even have saxophone in my songs, but again, we were just playing with it. And yeah, to begin with, I was just solo playing, but now I'm kind of like, okay, I want to take the next step and like, let's do some really cool live performances. And I just try to fill out the space. So some of my songs, like last night, if you're at the gig, William's Tragedy sounded probably quite different to the recording because, you know, drums were different. We kind of just like freestyle it and just jam and just have fun with it. You know, we want it to be a space where everyone's just like, whoa, this is so cool. Like, this is so like vibey, like, you know, so always playing around with different sounds and stuff. But yeah.
Cool. And we were talking a bit before we went on air as well that you've been studying music as well. What's that kind of been like for you as an artist? You said just before you've been playing music with different people in your bands, and that's one of the awesome ways about creating music with other artists and like other people, you know, around your age or from any different backgrounds who want to like learn in the same medium that you do. But has that come to influence the way you've gone about songwriting so far?
Yeah, it definitely has. Like, to be honest, before I started studying songwriting, I was just writing about my emotions and just random words on a page, playing my guitar and chucking it into the studio. And now I'm like actually like looking at my lyrics and I'm like, okay, like should I add a metaphor? Could I do this in a different time signature? Like all these things that I didn't even think about before. So it's so much fun. And also seeing people my age and also people not my age, but in my class, writing in different styles and different techniques is so cool. And it's been so amazing to learn from. So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's nice to see a bunch of variety. It can really open up your tastes and stuff. Like, I feel like often when you start writing, you can be like, this is what's cool, this is what it needs to sound like, and then as you hear other people doing things, you're like, oh, actually, they're amazing at that, and I used to think that that was not, you know, cool or whatever. So that's awesome to hear you're, like, learning from different people like that, and it'd be such a cool atmosphere to be inspired from
as
well.
Oh, so cool. Yep. I look forward to university every week.
Nice. And so your project at the moment, is there much plans for it in the future? You're still kind of just excitedly going along with new things that come, or have you got any ambitions for doing like albums or touring or, you know, trying out different things with it?
Yeah, so I released a song last year called Look Where I Am, and then a week ago now, I think it's just hit 7 days, I released William's Tragedy. And those two songs are actually the first two songs I've released off of an EP I've been working on.
Cool.
So it's six songs, but I'm just releasing them one by one to kind of slowly, you know, develop myself and not try force out an album super quick. So yeah, we've been working on that, just trying to, again, develop my sound along the way and build an audience as well. And then hopefully a headline show coming soon, but yeah, just really focusing on trying to get music out at the moment and make sure it's what I'm wanting to put out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, cool. And there's obviously quite a big music scene in Tāmaki in particular, but also you're coming from north of Tāmaki as well. Has that affected what kind of shows have you been going to? Has there been a bit of a scene that you've been checking out while you've been either in the city or further north as well?
Yeah, I've been to, there's not much where I live.
Yeah. Is it Whangaparoa, is that right?
Yeah, on the Hibiscus Coast. So there's really only one venue, Paroa. And there's a few locals that play there every so often, but it's not too big yet. It's a super cool venue though. But I've been going to like Big Fan and Tuning Fork heaps. I got to heaps of concerts. I went to Spacey Jane like last week, like always at different concerts. But every time I see like an upcoming artist or someone headlining at the Tuning Fork or Big Fan, I try to go as much as possible because I am quite busy, but I'm just always trying to go. But yeah, that's usually where I tend to go.
Cool No, that's awesome. And have you ever got any plans to come down to Otipoti and traverse the whole country doing some music?
Heck yeah, that would be amazing. I'd love to go on tour. That's like a dream.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's easier than they make it out to be. You know, there's always people around who are like keen to host things and run things. And obviously Student Radio is great for that in general. So yeah, we'd love to see you come down and play some shows as well.
Hopefully I'll be listening.
You're even performing on the radio as well. There's lots of options like that around the country. And so are you planning on doing more of your recording stuff as a group project, or is your recording stuff still going to be a bit more like at the core of just your music, and then you kind of treat a band like a bigger kind of thing?
Yeah, most of my stuff is more solo work. I have a mentor that I work with from London, Pedixo. So we kind of work on it together, and then my band's more just like a live performance thing. But the guy I had on drums last night, Dean, he actually did the drums for all of these songs that are coming out. So there is connections within it.
Nice. And then one other question that we love to ask people is a little bit of a difficult visual question. So you're stranded on a desert island, and there's a palm tree, and you've got a record player which is solar powered or something like that. And you can only have three records on it for the rest of your strandedness on this island. I'm sure you'll be safe eventually, but what would your three what would your three records you'd love to be stuck with for if you had to be?
An album I'm actually really obsessed with at the moment is one by Lizzie McAlpine. I think it's her Older and Wiser album. I'm obsessed with that one at the moment. I just keep finding new songs off of it. Olivia Dean, again, I'm obsessed. So her Messy album, that is just gorgeous. And then a bit of a switch, but probably like, it's such a hard question actually, because I have so many different music genres that I love to listen to. But maybe something from like Fat Freddy's Drop or Spacey Jane, like something beachy.
Yeah,
something off the beach.
Turn it into a good thing,
more...
being stuck in an island. Yeah, we're stuck in an island. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, no, great answers. Cool, well, thanks so much for coming on. It's been lovely to have you on for a chat. And we're going to track on William's Tragedy after one more tune as well. But have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti?
Oh, and thank you guys for having me. It was lovely to talk to you. My name's Lily Sivan. If you want to follow me, it's just Lily Sivan Music on most platforms. And yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, go check it out. Lily Sivan with this new track, William's Tragedy. We're going to have this track playing. So thanks so much, Lily. See ya.
Awesome. Thank you.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.